Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Can you spell your name for me, please?
Quanna.
Okay, Quana, my name is Thomas Steele, and I was sitting here eating breakfast, and I saw this advertisement for a tactical watch for, quote, free, pay shipping and handling. And it wasn't until I got to where I'd already put my credit card number in and everything else and got a thing back confirming my order that I saw where you can hit terms and conditions. And when I did that, it says I'm charged $72 a month for membership in this consumer direct savings card. I live on disability. I can't afford that.
Man,
so cancel my order. This is the number they gave me to call.
Your zip code, please.
Oh, my zip code is 30916. I just ordered it just a few minutes ago.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
P.O. Box 5774, Augusta, Georgia, 30916. Thomas Steele.
Okay, I do see that you put in for the tactical watch in one moment. Okay, that account has been canceled.
Okay, is there a cancellation number or anything?
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260.
260.
898.
My phone's cut now. 898 or A as in Adam?
No, 898.
Okay.
710.
Okay.
And you will also receive a confirmation email as well.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. If
no
I could afford to do that, but by the time, because I just had to file bankruptcy to keep my home because I was robbed, my ID stolen, and somebody bought something and put my land and stuff up for collateral. And to keep from losing that, I had to file bankruptcy. So that's $1,600 a month. So I barely have enough left to, you know, get a little bit of groceries and gas and stuff to go to the doctor. So I appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank
for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Good. Bye-bye.